it's like he's on an ideological binge, spending our tax dollars to defend the indefensible. Somebody has got to talk to the governor or try to stop him.
Howard Simon is with the American Civil Liberties Union, or the ACLU. That's a group trying to stop Governor Rick Scott from continuing a court battle over a bill that Scott signed into law about 2 years ago. The law allows for the drug testing of welfare recipients before they can receive assistance from the state. But the ACLU sued the state, and a lower court ruled in its favor, putting a temporary ban in place. Still, Scott appealed that decision. Scott says it's not right for taxpayers to be paying for someone else's drug addiction. And about 2 years ago, he defended that same position on CNN.
On top of that, you know, this is going to increase personal responsibility, personal accountability. We shouldn't be subsidizing people's drug addiction. And you have to remember, welfare is for the benefit of our children. And they shouldn't be, the money should be going to take care of them, not for somebody's drug addiction.
This issue is certainly getting serious media attention nationwide, but in a funny way, Scott himself was the subject of a satirical take on the issue. When Asif Manvi, a correspondent on Comedy Central's Daily Show with Jon Stewart, made a visit to the governor's budget unveil in 2011.
Governor, you benefit from hundreds of thousands of taxpayer dollars every year. So would you be willing to pee into this cup to prove to Florida taxpayers that you're not on drugs, you're not using that money for drugs?
I've done it plenty of times.
You would?
I've done it plenty of times.
Would you pass this forward to the governor? We can all turn around. It's fine. We can all turn around.
But it was no laughing matter when the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta recently upheld a lower court's decision to temporarily ban the drug testing of welfare recipients in Florida. In its 38-page opinion, the federal appeals court stated the state had not shown a, quote, substantial special need for the mandatory testing. It's also what the ACLU's Howard Simon argued, calling the mandatory drug test a violation of welfare applicants' Fourth Amendment rights.
Whether you're an applicant for welfare, every American citizen has a right to be free from unreasonable government searches. And the U.S. Supreme Court has identified very, very narrow circumstances in which there could be an exception to that. People who are involved in safety-sensitive jobs, or people like school bus drivers where the welfare of children is at stake, or something like that. And this does not fall in any of those categories.
Still, Governor Scott in a statement said he's doing this for the well-being of Florida families. That's why he says he has to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, but some say Scott should throw in the towel.
This is unreasonable to continue to pursue this in a court of law, and you've lost twice.
Democratic Senator Arthenia Joyner, as the chair of the Florida Legislative Black Caucus, says even the numbers show that there's no real reason to suspect all welfare recipients are drug users.
Studies have shown that these people do not engage in using drugs to a percentage as high as that of the general population. In fact, it's like 6% less, and that it's a waste of our dollars to pursue this issue. And so what is the motive for this? Drug testing companies make money, but the state loses.
The state is estimated to have lost thousands of dollars, and not just on legal fees. The law forced welfare recipients to pay for their drug tests, and if they passed, the state would reimburse them. And during the time the law was in effect, most did pass. Joyner says it just doesn't add up why Scott would continue to fight, and ACLU's Howard Simon agrees.
This is like amateur hour in Tallahassee. You would have thought the governor would have at least taken a little bit of time to consult with people, to read the opinion, to come out with something that was a more thoughtful decision. Or is this all simply caught up in politics and he's a candidate for re-election and he can't look like he's backing down to the federal courts?
While the state is in the process of taking its challenge to the U.S. Supreme Court, a federal appeals court in the coming weeks is also set to take up another drug testing law that Scott has championed. It's one that would allow for the drug testing of state employees. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.